Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we give our official review of Gaga and Ariana's Rain On Me. We investigate the origin of Scooby-Doo and his relation to Widow Von Doo and Kat Von D, and we give our thoughts on RuPaul's reunion face mask. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Good morning, my sweet, sweet angel of music.
I am the sweetest. I am an angel, and I do love music, baby.
Well, then sing to me.
I'm love, angel, music, baby.
Sing for me. Sing.
My angel of music.
Sing.
Did I tell you?
Sing.
You remember? You know my... You know my gay friend in college.
Okay. First of all, I was your gay friend in college.
No. The one before you that you had a crush on.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
For context, I was in love with him. I found him on MySpace. And then I saw that he was friends with you. And I didn't even think twice. And then we met and I thought, he knows my MySpace crush.
Yeah. Remember when you saw him at Urban Outfitters?
Yeah, I had to do a lap in the sales section to get away because I didn't want him to see me because I thought he thinks I'm his stalker.
Well, you probably were. Anyways, the point of this story was
he was so tan.
Yeah, he went to the tanner.
I feel like his inside of his hole was tan, you know?
That I can't speak to for sure. Okay. I could text him. We're still friends. Okay. You know, he used to always say, sing to me, my angel of music. And then we would.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
It checks out.
You know what that is? That is crazy.
A good story. That is a good, great story.
Well, have you been singing this week, my angel of music?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, a great new song came out. Have you heard of it?
Daisy's.
Uh-huh.
Was that really what you were going to say it was?
No, I was going to say This Love Isn't Crazy by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, that one actually is pretty good.
Yeah, she made a lyric video.
It was a good week for music, I'd say. We got new Kim Petras, new Katy Perry, new Lady Gaga and Ariana.
So before we even started recording, I was singing Malibu by Kim Petras and you didn't even know what it was.
I didn't know what it was. I gave
but
you a
now
look.
Now you're all, we got good music from Kim Petras.
Yeah, I like it.
I love it. I can't stop listening to it.
It sounds very Michael Jackson. Do you not
you think?
Oh my
what
God.
Song?
Listen to it. It just sounds like a Michael Jackson song. Like just the production of it.
Oh my God. I guess I'll have to listen more closely.
Listen to it with that thought and you will be like, oh, bitch, this is like, this fits right in.
The one thing that quarantine's really taken from me is making music playlists and being on top of music because I feel like so many people have held on to songs and postponed releases. But I finally came around. San Francisco's weather has been incredible the last few days, and it's just made me want to sit in my backyard and listen to summer bops. So I finally threw together a summer playlist, and it's got Malibu by the one and only Kim Petras.
Okay, well, I think what you should do. Do you know who T. Kyle is?
Yeah, we follow each other on Twitter.
Okay, well, there you have it. He has a podcast called Legends Only. It's like a pop culture podcast. Anyway, to celebrate his birthday, he invited all of his listeners to participate and watch a power hour that he made. And
wait,
it was,
really?
And it was like, and he was like in the corner of it, and he was like partying in the Zoom, and there was like a power hour and video stuff, and blah, blah, blah. And I thought of you. I thought, oh my God, you can do that.
I'll have to find the link.
Yeah, it was very cutely done. You should ask him how he did it, and maybe you do one for our little angels.
Cycle
of,
babies?
Angels of cycling.
Cycle ghosties. Ghosties of music.
Ghosties of music, yes.
Oh, I mean, I honestly probably should. You know how many times we talk about power hours on this podcast over the last 5 years, and people are always like tweet me, and they're like, Corey!
Well, when's the anniversary of the podcast?
September.
So, well, maybe in September we do a 13-year anniversary of the podcast.
This is going to turn into just like what people are like, in the very first episode of Psychobabble, you said there would be a guest fan.
Oh my God, they can rot. Please, please.
That was just our producers at the time bullying us into saying things.
Well, they've been killed off now.
So. Truly. They could be. Who knows?
What's new, Corey? What's popping, pussycat? What's happening, my little hog-tied human?
Well, she went outside this weekend. She was still socially distancing. She wore her mask, but I got some sun on my skin. I feel great.
Okay.
I feel like I got tan.
Okay.
I went by Dolores Park and saw thousands of people there.
Did they, was it just the edit or did they actually do this where they put the circles on the ground in Dolores Park?
No, that was, so I assumed it was going to be everywhere. So I wanted to like run by and check it out, like a drive-by viewing. But it was mostly just down at the one end. But Lord knows the gay beach area needed it because everyone's just on top of each other in a puppy pile.
Ooh.
Yiffing and skirching.
Oh.
Licking things, spitting in each other's mouths.
A little bit of a growl.
Somebody was telling me, one of my friends, we were like texting and they were like, do you think it's going to be weird when life goes back to normal? Like, are you going to be in your head about the first time you kiss somebody? And I was like, why? And they're like, because you're swapping spit. You could be getting something. I was like, no, I'm not going to think twice about it.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to think twice about it.
Just ready for sweet kisses.
I'm going to say, actually spit down my throat.
I'm going to say my head and spit down my neck.
As they called it in sex ed, rain on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that your lead in? Do you like rain on me?
Bleeding?
Do you like rain on me?
When was the last time somebody bled in you?
I haven't even looked someone in the eye in 2 months.
Okay. Answer the question.
Do you like Stupid Love more or Rain On Me more?
Rain On Me. It's great.
Really?
It's an incredible second single. I think it is a triumph start to finish. I think it is jubilant. I think it has vocals. I think it does surprising things. I think it brings out the best in both of them. I think they challenge each other vocally. I think you know what I say about a collab with Ariana Grande? Do not waste your one collab with Ariana Grande. She can fucking sing. And so Gaga did not. And I was very happy.
I thought it's funny that you said like the challenging each other part because I thought they both showed like really good restraint. I feel like sometimes when two like pop divas share a duet, it's very like Christina Aguilera trying to sing the highest, biggest note that she can sing. And I thought Ariana showed really great restraint. And I thought her voice sounds incredible. They both sound incredible. I really love the song. But I was surprised at how much I like Ariana's verse. And it sounds silly to say because I love Ariana Grande, but I was just worried it was going to be like a lot of whistle tones.
Well, yeah, I liked that, you know, each of them were, it wasn't just restrained to them singing their section and then the other person singing their section. It's like they were kind of like riffing in each other's sections and giving harmonies in each other's sections. And I don't know.
At the bridge where Ariana says, what'd she say? I'm about to fly. And the way she sings fly just does something to like a spot in my brain that is so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's my favorite part of the whole song.
Cool.
You should listen to it and pay really close attention. Her voice sounds incredible there. And
the only thing I don't like is when Gaga says, rain on me, tsunami.
That I feel like you would eat that shit up. That is like quintessential Gaga. I was
rain
worried
on
that,
me, tsunami.
at the first time I listened to the song, I was like waiting for the Gaga stamp. And then that was it, when it's all the tsunami galaxy. That's all very Gaga to me.
It is, but I just think maybe not that, maybe not that. You know,
I also just want to say, I can't believe it's a Gaga song and I'm just giving Ariana so many compliments. I think
that's
Ariana,
fine.
I think listen, I said I love them both and I love the song. I think it's incredible. I can't decide which one I like more between Rain on Me and Stupid Love, because I think they're both great.
They're both very good lead singles for an album.
If this is like what the whole album's all about, I'm going to explode next week when it comes out.
Right. Right. And even if it's not, that I would still be happy with what we got so far. It's like they have delivered. Gaga has given me what I want. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's in the video. What do you think of the video? We've watched it at least 15 times in my house.
Wait, so I was reading, or somebody texted me, or I don't know. Everything's hearsay nowadays. Somebody told me they filmed it like in March, like right before all of the lockdown.
I believe so. Yes.
It just, I liked it. It just felt very, like in the big choreo scenes, it feels like Gaga's not even in the same room as her backup dancers. Does it not look like that to you? Is it something with the, like the green screen behind them?
You know, let me take a double look. I'll check and get back to you on that. Maybe
it just seems like they were all digitally input, which is fine. Like that's the world we're living in now.
Was it shot on iPhone? I don't know.
That I can't tell you. But the other thing I wanted to say is Ariana Grande with the like wavy hair moment when they both have the like white eyeshadow. I don't know who's telling Ari to have that straight hair ponytail moment all the time, because she looks incredible with the like wavy hair.
Go
on. I'm sorry. I think she looks so pretty with it.
I love
she
that.
Looked like almost unrecognizable.
In the video, well, that's almost rude to say. She goes, she is so pretty. Ugh. It's unrecognizable.
No, it's like you see, when you see a girl and you're like, oh, she's pretty. And then you look again and you're like, oh, that's Ariana Grande. Like, she's still pretty either way.
Okay. Well, I am.
I wouldn't eat her out.
Okay. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Jesus.
I wouldn't let her rain on me.
Jesus. Not in my Chromatica.
Would you let her tsunami splash you?
I would.
What do you say?
I find Ariana Grande tsunami cute. I would date Ariana Grande when I was in the closet. I think that's like, that would have been my type.
Yeah, probably.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Do you think we should stab daggers into our legs? Is that the new like fashion accessory? Are all the gays going to be walking around with daggers in their legs?
You know, we should check Amazon to see if those daggers that disappear into their own hilts.
I was
will
just
be,
gonna say, yeah,
sold out.
You remember those? Those like little pocket knives where you like it pushes back into itself.
Yeah, I would always stab my brother with it, and it would be like my way of getting my anger out, but like not getting in trouble.
Those and the pocket knives that you like flip it and then the comb comes out.
You know, I didn't have one of those.
Oh, wow. Well,
my family wasn't a family of weapons like yours.
Did you buy any of the new Rain On Me merch? Did you get the boots? Did you get the umbrella?
I had to walk away from my computer so I wouldn't buy the boots.
Did you get the Chromatica jockstrap? Tell the truth.
I did.
has it arrived?
It hasn't arrived yet. No. But I.
What size?
They have done a slow drip of merch, and it has tricked me into buying at least 7 digital albums.
I did get a Daisy's shirt. I'm not gonna lie. I bought a Daisy's shirt.
You didn't get a Daisy's
face mask.
Face mask.
No, I was texting friends about it saying, do I get this? Lord knows I still don't have a face mask.
Well, I did get a Scoob, the original soundtrack album butt plug.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a dog tail Scooby.
Yep.
Butt plug.
Yep, I did. each butt plug comes with a purchase, a ticket purchase redeemable on iTunes of
I don't know if we Scoob. Talked about it last time, but I'm telling you that Lennon, Stella, and Charlie Puth Scoob song is incredible. It's on my summer playlist.
It definitely doesn't leave you hungies for more.
What's hungies?
What?
Who's hungies?
You don't remember the hungies controversy?
No. Is it like hungies games?
No. Oh my God. No, but that's funny. No, it's Charlie Puth. It was a viral tweet that was like, in an interview, Charlie Puth said that when he wants hungies. His driver to go through the drive-thru to pick up some food, he tells his driver, I'm hungies.
No.
Yeah. So my point is, the song doesn't leave you hungies for more?
No, it's exactly what I want from the Scoob soundtrack.
Okay, well.
I wonder if there's merch for that.
The Scoob soundtrack? The merch is just buy the movie. Rent it on iTunes.
Did you watch it?
No.
Have you ever seen a Scoob movie?
No, but it's a prequel.
Oh.
Yeah, does that make you pre-cum?
It was Scoob before he had the do.
It was Scoob before he ever could do.
Yeah, do you think, yeah, like, was he just Scooby first and then someone added do?
Well, maybe he...
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I get that. Scooby-Doo is his last name.
No, it's got to be his like hyphenated first name.
Scooby. Well,
what's Scooby's middle name?
Scooby Reynolds. Scooby. Let me Google this. Scooby-Doo.
When's his birthday? What's his astrological sign?
Scooby-Doo. Born Scoob M. Doo.
Oh, no, you lied.
I'm his kidding. No. No. It doesn't say what his name is.
Does he have a birthday?
No birthday.
What's his relation to Scrappy-Doo? I mean, they have the same last name.
I think Scooby is Scrappy's uncle or something. Scrappy, let me find Scrappy.
Why is there no female Scooby?
Oh, yeah. Scrappy-Doo is his nephew.
Where's Scoobette-Doo?
Scoobette-Doo. Widow Von Doo. Who is Widow Von Doo related to Scrappy Doo?
Widow Von Doo is related to Scooby Doo.
Okay, is that and what's the tea on
She's
that?
She's Scrappy Doo's aunt.
Is Scooby's aunt. Middle name Scooby Von Doo?
And is he related to Kat Von Doo?
Who is Kat Von Doo?
That tattoo bitch.
No, she is anti-vax.
Oh, is that Kat Von D?
Yeah, Kat Von D.
Is Kat Von D an anti-vaxxer?
Yeah, she said vaccines, Kat Von better don't.
Do you think when we finally get a vaccine for coronavirus that the anti-vaxxers are going to be against it?
They're going to be coming in with, you know, that gif of Wendy Williams with the hat on where she's trying to hide. That's going to be the anti-vaxxers at the hospital getting their vaccine, being all undercover. I see you, Kat Von Didn't.
Is she an anti-vaxxer? I didn't know.
I didn't know. I don't know who is. Do they have vaccines on Chromatica?
Yeah, well, did you see that tweet that's like being run by Chromatica? And they asked if they knew about BB Rexha?
No.
In the Chromatica Twitter said, I don't know him. He doesn't live here.
Who? Or about BB Rexha?
Yeah.
No.
Some fan is running like a Chromatica World Twitter account. And they're saying,
I have seen that.
And they're saying, like, which celebrities live on Chromatica and which don't.
Well, who lives there and who doesn't?
Not BB Rexha. They thought it was a boy.
I don't think, even with his sister, being heralded as a citizen of Chromatica.
Who are you talking about?
I don't think Frankie Grande would be let in. I don't. Something tells me.
This whole time I thought you were going to say Scooby-Doo.
Even though his sister...
Is Scooby-Doo
Von Doo.
Is Scooby-Doo on Chromatica?
Scoob is set in Chromatica.
Oh, thank God.
Little known fact.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Did you watch the RuPaul's Drag Race reunion?
Reunion?
Yeah. Sure, I'll let you have that.
Thank you. Yeah, I did watch it. I was happy with it.
What's your number one question?
I don't have a number one question. What do you mean?
You weren't wondering what was on Rue's face?
Oh my God.
That was hard to watch.
I don't want to focus on the negative, but.
I got on Twitter to see what people were saying.
How are you about to tell any queen anything about their look ever again? if you can't create a look yourself. If you can't even put a little bit of anything on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think that's what it was? Is that he just couldn't do his own makeup, so he wore a face bikini?
I don't know, and I don't care. I don't care about the reason. I don't care about the, like, oh, I don't do drag. I don't get into drag unless I get paid, blah, like, all of that, blah, blah, blah. Bitch, you're Ru fucking Paul, okay?
You would have been getting paid for the show.
Yes, you are getting paid for the show. And, like... Even in the fantasy of it's a slumber party, everyone's doing slumber party themed, which where are our royalties?
True.
Even if that were the theme, do a face mask. Feel the fantasy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a cute, like a...
Like rollers in your hair and like a face mask.
Appeal.
Like fucking...
You could have gone full Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
You could have whipped creamed and you could have... Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, she ruined
Sing
it
for me, my angel of music.
I just find it really frustrating and revolting. Even it's like it puts some effort in. Sorry.
Do you think in Snervous 2 you'll wear a face bikini the whole time?
Yes. Maybe if it's sponsored. Maybe it was sponsored. Maybe it was like a what are those called?
Onesies are out, face bikinis are in. Can you imagine the tweens lying down the block on their face bikinis?
I can, actually. Did you see the video that went viral this week of Pearl? You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, with Ru and Michelle talking shit.
Listening to the podcast of RuPaul and Michelle Visage talking shit about Pearl. Pearl, the drag queen from season...
9?
Sure.
I don't know, 8? Must be close. No, Sasha was 9.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I did. But I watched it and I felt like I was like 3 minutes in and they were talking about Ru being a bitchy Scorpio. And then I thought, when does she talk shit about Pearl? And I just couldn't be bothered to wait any longer.
She basically said, like, I almost snapped at Pearl and told her to pack her bags and get the fuck out. But instead I thought, oh, fans are going to like Pearl because Pearl's hot. So, and she's going to be a popular character. So I had to put my producer hat on. I'm like, even if that's the truth, like, don't admit to that you only cast a certain person because they're hot out of drag and you are only nice to them on camera because you don't want fans to be mad at you. I was just like, ooh, that's like not a good look, Miss RuPaul.
Have you felt like Ru's wanted to fuck Crystal Method all season?
There's definitely some type of tension there.
I've thought that all season. But do you think Gigi and Crystal are fucking?
I don't think. I think that's a...
They're just playing it up.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's the vibe I got. But I did watch the... You know the show Whatcha Packin'?
Yeah.
With Michelle, which I love it. I watched Crystal Methods.
And I did too.
I loved it. I thought Crystal Method is a, I find her to be nice, sweet, charming, talented, everything that you would want. Like, almost gives me JVN vibes.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think that's part of why I love Crystal so much. Anyway, I thought the reunion was fine. And
I did too. I was glad they finally did like a library moment because they didn't get one on the season, which I assume they probably did film one on the season and it was probably cut out because that someone who shouldn't be named would probably did well or something. So maybe they cut it out.
That is actually very possible.
That's what I thought the whole time when it just like didn't happen.
You know, but on Chromatica, no one catfishes. Did you know that?
Thank God. Did you see what Skittles are doing for the big Pride Month?
Don't tell me that you wrote that down to talk about.
Did you see?
Did you really write that down to talk about for today?
No.
Because, bitch, so did I.
Oh. Bitch, we have nothing to talk about.
No, they say there's a certain type of sister that's in sync with her sister, and I think it's us.
I wrote it down. Skittles.
I said Skittles is going colorless for Pride? Yeah,
that's what I wrote. Skittles ditching the rainbow is what I wrote in my notes.
Listen, as an anti-gay, as an ex-homosexual, I get it. I'm ditching the rainbow for Pride too.
Yeah, same.
This year is all about eating pussy. This year is all about having sex and finding the clit. And I'm going to do it.
Do you think this is Skittles' way of opening up to the right who've passed on Skittles for years because of the rainbow? And now finally, they'll get to eat Skittles again because they're homophobic. And they're like, oh, yes, all white Skittles. I will finally have
my
treat.
Not only is it colorless, it's alt-white. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It sounds about white, you know?
Yeah. Would you think they could have gone with a different color other than white?
Maybe a clear, a void.
A clear iridescent?
Yeah, I don't know. An all white kind of communicates a little something, and I don't know if I like it.
Yeah, I was. I saw it and I thought,
maybe it should be all skin tones. Or is that a little bit weird to eat?
Isn't that, didn't M&M's used to have that?
All skin toned.
It was like neutrals. What are they called?
Earth tones. Neutrals. Yeah.
So you don't really love the colorless Skittles.
You know, it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. I guess I'll miss the rainbow.
More like no rainbow on me.
Did you watch the Disney and Pixar's Disney Plus gay little short, animated short?
I'm sorry, what are you trying to say?
So on Disney Plus,
yeah,
are you familiar with the platform?
Yeah,
Disney and Pixar.
I have not watched Onward yet.
No. Disney and Pixar did a little like 9-minute animated short called Out, and it's about two gay men.
Okay.
Is it groundbreaking?
Does it go there?
It's like, it's Disney and Pixar's version of Weekend. Remember that gay movie?
Oh, yes.
It's that condensed down to 9 minutes, but with more anal.
Oh, what? On Disney Plus?
Yeah, there's a scene where someone's sniffing someone's hole.
No way. Are you serious?
I guess you'll have to tune in and watch.
You're talking, no, this is the plot of Scoob, isn't it? Is it? I'll watch it. I'll report back. No, I saw one morning all the gays were posting it on their story. I thought, okay, we get it.
Well, one of the men is a bear, or maybe he's an otter. He has a beard.
Okay. Are they actual humans?
No, animation, hon.
But I get that.
Like, it's a very Inside Out.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look into it.
It's, I guess he's technically a red panda.
Okay, I'll look into it.
You know the subculture?
Not really.
Bear, wolf, panda, Red Panda.
Oh, you know what? I just saw about the Skittles. Sorry to change the subject back to Skittles.
Let's go back to Skittles, baby.
For every bag of the white Skittles sold without the rainbow, they're giving a dollar to GLAAD.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah, okay. There we go. At least not pointless. So eat your Skittles, baby.
I guess when I'm at Walgreens, I'll pick some up.
Okay. Are you often at Walgreens in these days?
No, I go rarely, very rarely. I think I've been once in the...
So rarely.
And I go to Walgreens so often that they sent me an email with coupons because they know I haven't been in 2 months because I've been locked indoors.
They said, are you hungies? Come on through.
Come get your hungies coupons.
Come on through. Come here, Corey.
So how was your week in general? Did you do anything fun?
In general, let me open the calendar to see if I did anything.
Yeah, what'd you get down to? Did you get any freaky deaky?
Well, you know, I went on a lot of the night walks.
Did you? How are night walks?
I find them to be fun. And let me tell you what happened, actually. So we went.
Is that when you do your Pokemon catching?
No, I do that during, like, I'll do a run in the day and then an evening walk. It's more of like I'll be stoned for the walk and I'll look at architecture.
Oh my God, maybe that's what I need to do is do a stoned walk each night.
It's very nice, but you want to plan it at a timing so that it's not too dark when you're walking home because it can get pleasant and fun and turn into spooky and scary very quickly.
All you do is spooky dookie.
I didn't mean to. Here's what happened. Nick and I were on a night walk and then it got too dark, too quick, and we were too stoned and we got a little scared. And... we looked behind us and there were two men. We always like to walk in the street because I feel like it's like, it comes across less threatening. We're not hiding in the like, you know, scary sidewalks.
Especially once
spooky.
It's dark. Plus the fucking neighborhood you live in, all those sidewalks have like cracks in the tree roots pushed up the sidewalk. And
yeah, go
it's
off.
A nightmare. I hated it.
Okay. Well, Jesus. Well, we were walking in the street and we saw behind us two men also walking in the street.
Did you chicken or super chicken?
I told Nick, I said, I think we're being followed.
The looters
and
have
he
started.
Looked behind. He looked behind and there were two men and they were definitely walking behind us in our direction and we were walking the same direction and it felt like they were speeding up. And so he started speeding up and then I had to start speeding up and it felt very uncomfortable, awkward, scary. And then we were approaching the next intersection and there was a guy and a girl with their two dogs and we thought, oh, what a relief. And so we like scuttled over to them. And as we're walking over to them, he's like, Nick goes, we should tell them. And I said, tell them what? That we're just scared?
And that we're stoned and scared.
Literally. I'm like, well, doesn't that seem like something that like, maybe that's our way of getting to them and then we're the thieves or the, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like in on it. What's that called?
It's a trap.
Yeah, I think that's what they call it. It's a trap.
But we didn't get kidnapped or killed, so all is well.
Thank God.
But besides that, night walks are good. You just have to not be too late and too dark out.
Yeah, I think I'll give it a whirl this week. I think I'm going to try to start like running every morning and just getting it done with first thing.
I think you're going to like it. I really
do. It's literally been like 80 degrees in San Francisco, which is a lot. Hot.
That's a lot of degrees, baby.
Yeah.
We've been watching a lot of Kardashians. That's what we've been into. See, you say
good
you.
Good for you. Good
you
for
say
you.
You, but it's actually, it's kind of entertaining. They do segments that are socially good where they're learning about like things that are important. Like, I don't know what, but like, it has changed my preconceived notions about the family. I think that they are sweet people.
See, yeah, everyone always tells, like, once I fell into loving the Housewives, everyone's like, oh, you should watch Kardashians, you should watch Vanderpump Rules. And I just think, I do like Housewives, but I can barely handle some of these, like, women being atrocious, and I, like, give them a pass because they're, like, in their 50s or 60s. I just really don't need to watch people my age be awful. That's what I feel like Kardashians and Vanderpump Rules.
It's not really about drama. There's no drama, I don't think. It's like
I saw them like Courtney and Kim like slapping each other and digging their nails into each other.
Oh, they do get in like like physical fights a lot. It's a little weird. But then I'm like, that's okay, like, well,
anger issues. They can afford a therapist if anyone can.
But I think about me and my sister when we were younger, we would like each other, yeah, you know?
Okay, but yeah, you're now 30. How old are they?
Yeah, I would like, wouldn't you chase your sister around with like a knife or something?
No, I threw peanut butter at my brother once.
Yeah, so see, there you go.
I once accidentally hit my brother in the face with a rake and he got a black eye and I thought he was going to beat the shit out of me, but he
that
didn't.
That is, you were the first Sharkeesha. Remember?
No. Yeah, well, Shovel Keisha.
Oh, Shovel Keisha. Thank you. Sorry.
I walked, so Shovel Keisha could won.
Could won? Yes, you did.
I hungies.
Okay, well, Corey, I think that's all the time we have for today. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Animal Crossing every day, taking care of my island. Message me on Instagram if you want to come visit.
And you can find me in the folds of RuPaul's face kini. Just look underneath, you pull it out a little, I'm in there.
Oh, pull it out a little.
Heidi ho.
You've said that before.
Okay. Well, have a good life, and hopefully we're all alive next week.
Yeah, here's hoping.
Here.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.